west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, high of 29. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Chance of snow, lows around 18. Temperatures below average Sunday and Monday, with highs from the low 20s to the upper 20s. Chance for snow Sunday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 13 tonight, high of 29 tomorrow. Lows level off around 18 tomorrow night. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night through Sunday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 28.
Today's Title Town Report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken every day of the week. Enjoy burger and fries Thursday, Friday fish fry with salad bar. Saturday, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Title Town Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
The Packers moved themselves into wild card playoff discussion with a 29-22 win over the Lions on Thanksgiving Day. It was a total change. The Packers won the toss, and instead of deferring to the second half, which is what they normally do, they took the football.
Just wanted to start fast. You know, wanted to put the offense out there and just set the tone. And that's what we did.
Jordan Love dialed up a 53-yard strike down the middle on the very first play from scrimmage to Christian Watson. Watson finished with 5 catches for 94 yards and a touchdown on the day. The Packers scored a touchdown on that drive. He said he was grateful for the win and thankful to have a role in it.
For me, honestly, you know, I was telling my fiance before the game, we need this one. So, I mean, honestly, just to be able to come out here with a W was enough for me, just in terms of, you know, my confidence in this team. But, obviously, to play a big role in it definitely means a lot to me.
That's Christian Watson. I'll have more after this.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player
and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Two keys to the Packers' victory on Thursday.
The game was won up front today. Anytime you drop back, throw 30-plus passes, and you come out away with zero sacks. And then conversely, what we were doing up front on the other side of the ball, that was really the difference.
Matt LaFleur got 3 sacks from Rashawn Gary. The other key, Dan Campbell calling for a fake punt in the third quarter. Packers stopped it and then scored a touchdown, which turned out to be the difference in the game. I'm Bill Scott. I'll have more on the Packers from Titletown on Monday on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
There's an army that comes up here once every year. They come to the Northwoods to go hunting for deer. They come by the railroad, by car or by truck, all hoping and praying to get a big buck. Now it's a sight that's worth seeing, and it's darn hard to beat. It's like a circus parade coming down the main street. They sometimes get lost and sometimes get misled. These gay-hearted hunters, these guys dressed in red. Now you can find them all over, and you don't have to look far. In the stores or cafes or drinking at the bar, their talk is of hunting before going to bed. These gay-hearted hunters, these guys dressed in red. Now when the season is open, to the timber they go, all hoping and praying praying for a light fall of snow, for it makes good trekking and it may bring them luck to go home successful with a very nice buck. But we all can't be lucky, for this we all know. Regardless of the weather, it may rain or may snow. But lucky or not, this is what I've heard said. They'll be back here next season, these guys dressed in red.
There we have it, another edition of the Deer Hunters Roundup, a special three-hour edition of music's your calls, of course, when you guys and gals start getting out of the woods. And who knows what else. We're leading up to Bucks basketball tonight at 7 o'clock. So we're a little bit early because of Bucks basketball, but we're also a little bit longer today. So we are here live. If you want to call and get on the air right away, you certainly can. This first hour is usually a little bit later, 715-762-3221. And we'll be playing a few hunting songs this hour, as it will be a little bit later on the calls. And we are just a day away from all the big prize drawings. Our email is open for you, wcqm@civicmedia.us, wcqm@civicmedia.us. Thanks to our title 30-pointer sponsors, the Big Dipper, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Wildwoods Taxidermy, and Essential Shooting Supply. Essential Shooting Supplies, along with our Big Buck sponsors, Seed and Feed, Northwoods Realty and Property Management, and Park Falls Building and Hardware, and others that we will mention. But we got a call coming in, so you're on the roundup. Who's this? Say that to your... You are breaking up really, really bad. All right, we're going to try that again from... this time, hold your left arm up in the air, and then your right leg that way. And then tilt your head like 45 degrees to the right. And then that should act in as an antenna, I think. All right. So 715-762-3221. Austin's here, too. Look at that. Look at Mr. Dedication here. How are we doing, Austin?
Doing good. Happy to have made it in.
I didn't see you dragging a deer into the driveway, so at least in the bottom of your car anyway.
Well, my truck could fit in the bed.
It could fit in the bed, yeah. Let's see if we can get a better connection with this person. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Nancy from No Light Camp.
No Light Camp. Where are you guys hanging out there, Nancy?
We're by Ogama.
You're by Ogama. What's going on at the No Light Camp?
We have not seen nothing yet today. So.
Okay, nothing yet today.
Just
for the
some
crew.
Blue jays, that's about it.
Okay, and how many people you got out moving around in the woods out there?
We got three of us.
Three of you. Okay, are you done for the day then?
Well, I am, but the guys are out yet.
They're still out doing their stuff out there. All right.
Yeah, I got a little too cold.
Yeah, a little bit chilly out there, wasn't it? I mean, not a bad day, but still, what, mid-upper 20s or so? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Nancy. Well, thank you for the update from No Light Camp. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, you betcha. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
This is the Uper Logger from Camp Shoot the Moon.
Camp Shoot the Moon, Uper Logger. Whereabouts are you guys?
The suburbs of Triple I.
All right, all right. What do you got to say for yourself out there today?
Well, it's so darn slow in the woods, I might as well be talking to you. I'm in my deer stand right now, but there's nothing going on.
So you're in your deer stand right now?
Yep.
All right. Well, this could be epic radio here. If you see a deer and shoot a deer, or just pretend to shoot a deer, even that would be fine too. There, Uper Logger.
Them damn bullets are so expensive. No, I'm not going to waste one. Just to yeah.
So, what does for those who don't know, what does a pack of ammo? What's per bullet cost now?
Too much.
I was at Fleet Farm in Wausau this fall, and they were running $45-$50 for 20 shells.
20 shells. So like $2-$2.50 a shell.
Way too much.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. And that went up over the pandemic, didn't it? And then never came back down, right?
Yeah. There seems to be a supply and all, but they never dropped the prices.
Yeah. Yeah. Go figure, huh?
Yeah,
so you got to be a little more careful. You go out to the shooting range for a little practice, and you're dropping a couple $20 bills on the floor, right?
I couldn't even afford to sight my gun in this year. I don't even know if I'd hit a deer if I shot at it.
It used to be we couldn't afford to pay attention. Now we can't afford to shoot our guns, right? That's right.
Right, yeah.
I gave myself one of those there. All right, so Upper Logger, anything at all? Did you see anything at all out there moving today? As you look across the woods and the yonder, describe your view to us right now, if you could.
A whole lot of nothing. Not a squirrel, nothing.
Just trees and you, huh?
Yeah, a little ice on the pond.
Okay. So pond's starting to ice up a little bit anyway.
She's froze right over today.
Oh, really? Really? Yeah, it might actually stay that way. Temperatures will not get above freezing, it looks like, here for a little while.
Yeah, we got a little powder of snow on there this morning, too, so it's white. It's got a little insulation now, too.
Okay, yeah. Oh, you got a little powder of snow down there in Ogama, huh?
AAA, I'm sorry. Yeah, this morning, I don't know if it was a little lake effect or what, but it's just a little light powder on the ice.
Yeah, I don't think we have any here in Park Falls, not that I noticed anyway. Did you see anything, Austin?
Not a thing, but no. To be fair, I slept till noon.
Yeah. So no dusting of snow here. All right, Upper Logger, good luck out there in the stand. We appreciate you taking time to call us.
All righty. Have a good one.
Yeah, that's what's cool about doing this show early, Austin, is we get catch guys like him. He's sitting there right in his stand.
Yeah.
Look at us, modern. What's even more amazing is that he even has a cell signal out in the woods here. In northern Wisconsin.
At least we hope he's out in the woods.
I don't know. He might have been lying, but whatever. Mm-hmm. The giraffe thing was a lie, too, but it was still pretty fun.
Yeah.
So if you want to call us, you can. We're going to get a little music in, a little requested music from Wednesday that we didn't get to here. Gives us a chance to play some deer hunting songs here before the calls start lighting up.
Here goes one. Hey, you shot my cow.
It's the second week of deer camp. I got a swollen head. I'm lying with the dust balls underneath my bed. An icy breeze is blowing in through the tongue and groove. My pants are frozen to the floor and I'm too sick to move. I didn't drink too many, only 30 cans of beer. It must have been that last shot that put me under here. It's the second week of deer camp and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year. I remember playing poker, that weasel must have won. He's wearing mine with swampers and sleeping with my gun. He's snoring like a chainsaw, the camp smells like a dump. And someone's dirty underwear is hanging on the pump. Muckles in the wood box, Eaters passed out on the stove. His flannel shirt is smoking, I wonder if he knows. It's the second week of deer camp and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year. Vito's crawling through the door, I think he got frostbite. He passed out in the outhouse and he'd been there since last night. And Goofa stumbles through the door, he says he got a buck. He was coming from the wayside and he killed it with his truck. And Musty cracks a beer and says it's time to celebrate. Goofus got the first buck since 1968. It's the second week of deer camp and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year. It's the second week of deer camp and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer.
Bucky, Bucky, he can't get no more lucky. He's got all the little does bred. So he runs into the trees, says, Mr. Hunter, please, won't you shoot me dead? Now this is the season we all have waited for. Our guns engines are cleaned and ready, and they're waiting by the door. I hear that cold wind blowing, gonna freeze our butt for sure. Oh, Bucky, Bucky, he can't get no more lucky. He's got all the little doughs bred. So he runs into the tree, says, Mr. Hunter, please, won't you shoot me dead? I hear the branches breaking. Must be Bucky on the trail. I see that massive rack of horns. Lord, I hope I do not fail. Sure am glad Bucky's rutting makes him dumber than a snail. I wonder, how'd he do that? All I see is a big white tail. Oh, Bucky, Bucky, he can't get no more lucky. He's got all the little doughs bred. So he runs into the tree, says, Mr. Hunter, please, won't you shoot me dead?
Deer Hunters Roundup on a little bit early today because just kind of bored, so we came in. Actually, the Bucks are on at 7 tonight. The pregame's at 6:30. Bucks to tap at 7. We'll join that live at 7 o'clock tonight, so we came in a little bit early. Austin's here. Gray may show up. I don't know. He said he might.
Maybe, sure, maybe not.
Yeah, we'll see if he does. We've got the Cummings checking in via email just a little bit ago. Not much action in the woods for the Cummings crew on Thanksgiving Day yesterday. They celebrated with a bountiful feast and good friends at camp. Camp shoots a lot. It's hosted by Rocket and Ms. B, and this marks 39 years of hunting adventure for Cowboy and for Rocket. New member joining them today, Duck Hunter, a Bear Hug, and Small Fry all joining them today. They made a few drives and kicked around some does. And a short spike. No shooting for us, though, this morning. Holding out for a bigger buck. Blue Shoes and Duck Hunter will be going out to the, will be going to the south. And a cowboy is going to his, try his luck at Corner Stand, hoping for a better update soon. A shout out to the ladies at Camp Menopause for taking care of chores while we are in the woods. Over and out. Cowboy at Camp Stands Alone. Very solid, very readable email, even for an old guy. There you go. Very nice. I appreciate the punctuation. It's always nice. Got a lot of nice photos we'll be adding to our website after the show tonight. I'll kick back with a little piece of pie or something and on my easy chair and download those after the show. We've got Uncle Max sent us a photo. Uncle Max's unicorn pictured with a sausage, second buck for the year, and each only had one antler. Crazy year. So congratulations to Uncle Max. We'll get that photo up again later today. He did it again. The toucan got another one, and photos coming later. His tags are full for toucan. His belly is full, and his heart is full, too. And they sure are proud of Toucan over here at Camp Whiskers. Camp Whiskers, we thank Robin for the email on that. And we got Robert checking in. Turkey Day yesterday, the crew called in some help from the farmer. The additional person helped to achieve a successful harvest yesterday. Random Hero had a tough shot, which slowed the buck down. And the crew was able to track and finish it quickly. And many thanks to the immediate neighbors over there and everyone, everyone's patience, skill, and communication. So the camp also has a new canine companion as of today, and they're calling her Elvira. Elvira. House of Heilemann is where Robert is from, with the toaster strudel crew, And today also was a little bit smaller crew for that group, as bus driver, the one Oak Ridge boy, Random Hero, and Ruger M77 did six drives. Bush driver was too busy watching the kids in the back of the bus and missed a four corn buck. I didn't think there was any school today. Following the drive, the bus driver was busy writing Papa Mau Mau jokes and didn't ever get a shot at a spike buck. So no other deer seen today. We should publish these, Mr. Robert at the Toaster's Turo Crew. He's a good writer. Back at it again tomorrow, and they're going to nominate Eugene for some drives tomorrow. So thank you to Camp the Toaster Strudel Crew and the House of Heilemann. Got a photo in also from Tom and Julie. Thank you so much. Toner, Cooking Bee, and Beanut from the FPH Country Club. We'll have a photo on there celebrating with Cooking Bee after he got a nice doe. Congratulations from Grandma Juju. Grandma Juju with all the news from the Fancy and Hootie Tootie FPH Country Club. Your calls, more of the roundup. We're on early. We know the hunters will be getting out of the woods here in the next half hour. We'll take your calls and hang around till Bucks time at 7 o'clock.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
After your day of hunting, stop on in to the Wolf's Den Bar and Grill, Mercer, Wisconsin. The place to enjoy some social fun with dining overlooking beautiful Lake San Domingo. They have six flat screen TVs there that'll give you a good view of your favorite sports teams. Dining includes nightly specials from the tacos to the ribeye steak, all-you-can-eat wings, the Friday fish, and the prime rib on Saturday. The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill, right on Highway 51 in Mercer, Wisconsin. The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
The Black Friday sale is going on now at Shawamigan Home Furnishings. Big time savings on everything. Recliners starting at just $199. King or queen mattress, your choice, only $399. Stock is very limited. Once they're gone, they're gone. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland.
Oh, look, Sam, do you see the 30 pointer?
Here's hoping you have better luck this hunting season. But if you happen to get your 30-pointer with your new truck, trust Wargus Auto and Truck Center. 24-hour towing and roadside service. Free body shop estimates. Free loaner car while we are repairing yours. Wargus Auto and Truck Center, because sometimes bad things just happen to good people. Highway 13 in Phillips. 339-3313.
Indulge in premium meats at Heritage Meats in Butternut, Wisconsin. We specialize in processing whole deer to your exact specifications, offering after-hours drop-off for your convenience. Travis will craft mouth-watering venison sausage and snack sticks. Savor the finest local beef, pork, chicken, and lamb alongside our delicious homemade brats. Visit us Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and elevate your culinary experience with our quality cuts. Trust Heritage Meats for exceptional service and top-tier meats tailored just for you. Heritage Meats in Butternut, Wisconsin. We're pleased to meet you with meat to please you.
Let me tell you that. And you know, it's not so much the heat, is it the gosh darn humidity. And then, you know that, you know, when you sit there in the bed and you're just sweaty, you know, and you go to reach for the water on the nightstand and you slide right out of bed and the wife says, "Stop making so much noise, you're waking me up, go to sleep." Well, let me tell you,
yeah.
Times like that make me think about moving up north, you know.
Good idea.
Yeah, I'd do it too. Of course, then I couldn't watch the Packers. You know, the Packers are... Gosh, I like the Packers. I'd do anything for the Packers. Who can forget Vince Lombardi, you know? Back in the glory years? Not me, boy. Well, anyhow. Getting to be that time of year. Eh?
Yes.
Ah, my dear hunter. How do you do? I got this deer hunting rapping tale for you. I'm so excited. It's my favorite time of year. I love to feast my bonds chasing trophy deer. But don't clap your hands to the stomping of the feet, cause yeah, he's like me. He can't keep a steady beat. No.
Come on, I guess get with the beat. Hey. You can do it.
I got this great big knife, cause the hunting is my life. It's my chance to drink beer and get away from the wife. It's a boys' night out, acting stupidly. Say now, baby, don't you think maybe how about you and me, yeah? Well, we partied all night, never made it to our bunks, and I was sitting in the tree stand on a tree day drunk. Wind was blowing 45, temp 30 below. I was freezing to death, then it started to snow. So I got down from the tree stand, start heading for the truck, and that's when I seen it there. The 30-point buck.
30-point buck!
30-point buck.
30-point buck. 30-point buck.
30-point buck. Well, he was 8 foot tall, weighed 12,000 pounds. With every step, there was a shaking of the ground. He was so rutiful, so beautiful. Strutted right out of my dreams. He was created by God just for outdoor magazines. Now I'm not much for thinking. No, I don't do it often, but I had an idea.
Yeah, what was that?
To put that 30 pointer right in his coffin. Yeah.
You get him there, Clyde. I believe it when I see it there, bud.
30 point buck.
Couldn't get to my grenades.
Yeah, right.
The howitzer was in the shop. My stomach was tied into a monkey knot. Yeah, my only hope was Betty Lou. She was the one. A combination AK-57 Uzi Radar Laser Triple Barrel Double Scoped Heat Seeking Shotgun. The women clapping in the back there, I gotta make that. Well, he would come in for me, getting bigger and bigger, but my fingers were so frozen I couldn't pull the trigger. I kicked off my boots, fired with my big toe. I was Dirty Harry, John Wayne, and G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe.
That 30-point buck was only 10 feet away, still I couldn't seem to hit him, and he wouldn't run away. And after 20 minutes, when the smoke cleared, there were hunters on the ground in the world's biggest deer standing tall and proud. He looked at me and yawned, and then a flash of white,
and there he was,
gone.
Oh, it's all right, Clyde. Don't worry about it.
Well, seven men got up, and then one fell down. A big lump of blaze orange shaking on the ground. At first I thought he was one of the boys, but it was a no brother good in law man from Illinois.
Only cheeseheads in here, right, boys?
Send him back on the next plane, you know.
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer? As we jumped into the truck, then I'm gonna get that
30-point buck.
I'm gonna get that 30-point buck. I'm gonna get that 30-point buck.
30-point buck. Hey, here he goes!
that dirty point buck. Last thing I do.
All right. Deer Hunters Roundup on the air a little bit early on this Friday of the 9-day gun deer season because we got Bucks basketball. We'll be ducking out a little after 7 tonight. Joel here. Austin is showing some interest. He's here. How are we doing there, Austin?
Doing pretty good.
All right. How was your Thanksgiving yesterday?
It was good.
Did you get any, just kind of chill out and hang out and do anything fun or productive or?
Not really, actually.
Just kind of hung out.
It was just
out,
a really chill day.
And then you slept till noon today, you said, right?
Yep.
You know why younger generation like you, you know why you guys sleep till noon, you know? You know why?
We don't got bills to pay.
Because you can. I mean, when you get older, you'll find that you just can't. There's no physical possible way. I used to be able to sleep till like 10 or 11, and then I got a little older, and I got much older, and now usually for me, and I'm very fortunate because I can sleep till 8 or 9, which is pretty good. There's some people that just 5 a.m., just boing, their brain goes off, and no matter if they went to bed at 10 p.m. the night before or 2 a.m., it doesn't matter. Bing, they're just mental alarm goes off and they're up. So I'm hoping that doesn't happen to you, but it will, I guarantee you. So enjoy. There's nothing wrong being young and sleeping late, and that's kind of what it's about, because someday you won't be able to. and then so it is nice to just, that's what I like most about the holidays, is being able to sleep in. Being the morning guy here, I got to be up pretty early and get in here, so it's nice to not set the alarm clock. That's a good day for me, or a good day off for me. So, and I hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving. I certainly had enough food. We had a 21-pound turkey at our house. Whew, man, my dog was really excited about that. He was so excited. Yesterday, once we finished the whole Thanksgiving thing yesterday, my dog was just flat on his back, like, I'm just out, dead to the world, just exhausted. Because he's a little bit of a sensory overload with his smelling, since he's pretty much a blind dog. And so when you start cooking a turkey in the house, you can imagine what happens. We were in the living room watching the Packer game at 11, 12, 1. We didn't eat till 2 o'clock. And he was sitting in the kitchen by the stove, just kind of looking around, just taking in the odors. Didn't want anything to do with anybody else, just wanted to make sure someone was guarding the turkey, and he did. So, all right. Did you get enough food to eat, I hope?
I did. We had a lot of food.
Well, that's good. Yep. All right. We are taking your calls. We're here live on the Roundup. We know the hunters are just getting out of the woods, so the calls will get cranking up here. But if you want to get in early, you certainly can. 715-762-3221.
For those times when only the best will do, do it best with Park Falls Building and Hardware. Their inside store selection includes housewares, tools, outdoor clothing, gloves, fishing tackle, plus paint and painting supplies. Outside, you'll find lumber and supplies for all your remodeling and building projects. Is it time for a new kitchen or more storage for all those toys? Let Al, Kerry, and the gang design your dream project today. If we don't have what you're looking for in stock, simply go to doitbest.com, select Park Falls Building and Hardware, and place your order with free shipping to our store. Congratulations to our two $500 shopping spree winners for November. From Park Falls Building and Hardware, a family tradition of quality and guarantee since 1980, and proud to be this year's silver sponsor of the award-winning Deer Hunters Roundup. Visit us on Highway 13 North in Park Falls, Wisconsin, or like us on Facebook. Escape to the heart of Oxbow, Wisconsin, where Oxbow Resort awaits with its iconic Busch Light wood tick races and a legendary Oxbow Burger. Nestled just off Highway 70 west on Oxbow Drive, this hidden gem beckons you with warmth and hospitality every day except Wednesdays. Discover a haven where adventure meets relaxation, conveniently situated off the snowmobile trail for winter enthusiasts. Indulge in the thrill of the tick races or savor the mouth-watering flavors of the original Oxbow Burger. Experience the essence of the Oxbow at the Oxbow Resort, an unforgettable destination for all seeking the Northwoods.
Let's get in the holiday spirit and support the Kids for Christmas fundraiser breakfast. Saturday, November 25th at Goble, South Fork in Lugerville from 8 to noon. Enjoy raffles, a breakfast buffet with all your favorites, and of course, cinnamon rolls. This fundraiser helps countless families in Price County, and your support is greatly appreciated. Have a safe and successful hunt from the good folks at Goble, South Fork, County Road F in Lugerville.
Join us at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, where tradition meets taste. Terry's Culinary Touch brings exceptional homemade dishes served daily from 4 to 8 p.m. Don't miss out on our weekly specials. Shrimp Palooza on Wednesdays for just $15. Pasta Flights on Thursdays and Friday Fish Fry Extravaganza featuring cod, bluegill, perch, salmon, shrimp, or even flounder. Plus, indulge in Lisa's exquisite desserts and perfectly paired signature cocktails. On Saturday, savor prime rib. Located at the intersections of Highway 13 and 70 in Fifield, Wisconsin. Marked by iconic Big Deer. Now accepting reservations at 715-762-4447 for holiday parties. Join us for a memorable dining experience.
Deer Hunters Roundup, let's go to the phones. You are on the Roundup. Who's this?
Hey, this is Milo from Camp Wabasha and the Don Cross Family Camp.
Camp Wabasha. Okay, and whereabouts are you guys?
We're about Prentice, Ogama area.
Prentice, Ogama. All right. What's going on down there today?
Well, you guys play a song that has the lyrics in it, and the only one that I can remember is something about the yellow ring around the cabin.
Yellow ring around the cabin.
And I don't remember if it, I don't think it, it sounds like the Upers, but I thought it was another group.
Oh, okay.
And we're trying to figure out what the heck the name of the song is. Saying that I don't know if you could help us out with that or not.
Yeah, that doesn't sound familiar, but I'll see if it if my brain figures it out here at some point. All right.
All right. Super. Thanks a lot.
Hey, you bet. How's hunting going for you guys?
Well, the DNR's got to learn the difference between a mild winter and a severe winter.
That was a severe one, right?
Yeah. They think last year was a mild one, so they gotta go back to school.
That's a lot of snow. That's a lot of snow we had.
Yeah, it's kind of slow.
Yeah. All right, Milo. Well, we appreciate you taking the time to call us.
All right. Have a good night.
You bet. Down in the Prentice, Ogama area. If you're just getting out of the woods, give us a call. Let us know how the day went. 715-762-3221. What makes our show unique is that we are here live in the studio, and we take your calls live, and you go live on the air. It's pretty cool. Thanks to the rest of our sponsors. We mentioned the Turdy Pointers. We mentioned the Big Buck sponsors, and we want to thank the rest of our sponsors. Just tons of certificates. Tom Miller Electric, Master Care Lawn, and Plowing Services, CNR Power Sports, Northwood Supper Club, Ross's Sports Shop and Guide Service, Park Falls Family Restaurant, Phillips Service Center, Warga Auto and Truck Center, Ken's Carpet Center, Forward Insurance, Forward Investment Services, Northern Lights Inn and the Lanes, Great Northern Motel, the Wolf's Den, O'Deer Nutrition, Ridge Runners, Global South Fork, Barocas Reese, Jack's Corner Bar, the Village Pit Stop is a sponsor, as is B&B Insurance, Heritage Meats, Decor to Adore, and Oxbow Resort. We thank all of our sponsors of the Roundup. And you are on the Roundup. Who's this?
Hey, this is Camp Wannabuck again.
Hey.
Checking in for the last time.
For the last time at Camp Wannabuck. Yeah. All right, you're going to wrap her up?
Wrap her up tomorrow.
Wrap her up tomorrow?
In the cabin, lock her up until fishing season.
All right, till fishing time. All right. How'd the season turn out for you guys this year?
It was pretty slow. We saw a couple of those. Matter of fact, my son just texted me. He's still in his stand. We got a spike here. It's probably got about 10-inch spikes.
Oh, really?
He's running around so stupid, I'm afraid he's going to run into a tree.
Just got a couple of spikes that are 10 inches long. Huh? Wow.
Yeah, he's got long spikes. I don't know if I've seen one this long with the spikes. But we didn't get nothing, but that's okay. We let a couple little ones walk. Hopefully they make it through the winter, and we'll have a good year next year.
Yeah, well said. All right. Well, safe travels to you, Camp Wannabuck. Thank you for being a part of the Roundup.
Enjoy you guys' show. It's great.
All right. Appreciate you guys out at Camp Wannabuck. 715-762-3221 our number. You can always email us, wcqm@civicmedia.us. Get us those photos. We will judge the photos Monday night. So get us those photos by Monday night, 6 o'clock. The judging will be done. Winners will be announced Tuesday, Wednesday. They'll be announced Tuesday if I remember, and Wednesday if I don't. So we got huge prize packages. Look at the Youth Photo Contest prize pack. That includes a gun courtesy of the folks at Essential Shooting Supplies, that youth rifle valued at $800 and tons of other certificates. Plus, there is a adult or kind of a camp photo contest. Just get us a photo of you guys hunting, whatever you got. And you could win that contest, which also includes just tons of prizes from our area, from our sponsors. All the prizes are listed at 98qcountry.com. Click on the Deer Hunters Roundup on the top. We're hoping, I had a real, few years ago, we had a really cool call from a guy who was stationed overseas in the military, and he left me a message a little bit earlier today and wanted to do something. So hopefully before the roundup is up this week, we can hear from a lieutenant colonel with our military who's currently stationed in Uganda, who wants who wants to send a message. He left a message earlier in the day. He left me a message on how to contact him, but I'm not sure sending a text message to Uganda is going to work on my cell phone plan.
I mean, you can give it a try.
I did. It has a plus sign in front of it. It hasn't come back. It hasn't come back undeliverable yet. But I don't know. I don't know if it's going to go through or not. I don't even see. Oh, there it is. Yeah, a plus sign in front. I don't know. Usually, it kicks it back right away, though. If he can't do it, right? So maybe he'll.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll get it. We'll do some more hunting. In fact, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, that a little bit of ice starting to form. So ice fishermen are starting to get a little bit excited. So let's get a little ice fishing music here for you in the Deer Hunters Roundup.
clothes outside on the line for 3 weeks. Spent last night in Charlie's bar, and now they reek. I smell like French fries, ashtrays, pizza, and beer. But I got dopey on my boots so I can bring in the deer. I got a blaze orange jacket and a chromer to match. A camel backpack full of deer hunting snacks. 3 turkey sandwiches, 2 apples, some Halloween candy, Little Debbie's beef jerky, and some blackberry brandy. Season in Wisconsin. Yeah. I'm dreaming about a 8-point buck. Holy week here in the heartland. I want a 20-inch spread in the bed of my truck. By Big Eddie, a rattling bag, salt and mineral licks, a bottle of Tanks, my old 30-06. I hear a twig snap, a crunch in the snow, but I don't care if it's a buck, cause man, I gotta go. I climb down from my stand, lean my gun on a tree, then I take off my socks, cause I forgot the TP. Season in Wisconsin. Yeah. I'm dreaming about a 10-point buck. It's Holy Week here in the heartland. I want a rack big enough to fill the back of my truck. Well, there's one thing every hunter should know. If you're gonna go to deer camp, you gotta live by the code. Ted, Bill, and Jackie, they all understand what happens at the deer camp stays at the camp. It's deer season in Wisconsin. Yeah. I'm dreaming about a 12-point bow. Holy Week here in the heartland. I want a booner in the box of my pickup truck. A 20-inch spread in the bed of my truck. A rack big enough to fill the back of my truck.
Our guy John Lynch there from Boyceville, Wisconsin, my alum, my school, my boys, and a deer hunting in deer season in Wisconsin, name of that one, 448. Joel here, Austin is here. We are going to take your calls. Well, we will take your calls if you're getting out of the woods and you got something to tell us, 715-762-3221. We're on the way early because we got to duck out of here early. Bucks basketball coming up tonight.
Or even if you don't have anything to tell us, still give us a call.
Yeah, why not? It hasn't stopped a lot of people. So 715.
We love to hear pretty much anything. Funny stories, radio appropriate.
Yep, 715-762-3221. The Bucks going to take on Washington tonight. I believe that one is, I think that's out in, no, it's a home game at Fiserv Forum. And we'll have it for you coming up tonight. If you, your family, is thinking about getting a pet over the Christmas holiday, or maybe a cat or a dog, check with your local animal shelter, Catkins. Their featured pet of the week this week is Cherokee, a 5-year-old short and stocky chocolate lab. And it's a pretty good picture, isn't it?
Oh, that is.
It's a great picture. Check out a picture of Cherokee at catkinsrescue.org. All the cats and dogs that are available for adoption right there. They can also tell you how you can help out if you want, whether it be going there or donating with items over the holiday season to local great shelter, catkinsrescue.org. You are on the roundup. Who's this? Hello.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is the Country Mouse.
The Country Mouse. Where are you calling from there, Country Mouse?
I'm calling from down in Catawba.
All right. So how's the Country Mouse faring today?
Oh, not very good. I've been putting in a lot of hours and seeing very few deer.
All right. We had another call earlier, just a little while ago, from down in your area. Same story down there. Light year for deer, it sounds like.
Yep, very light. Today was pretty exciting for about 4 minutes, though.
What was it? What would happen in those 4 minutes?
Well, I saw a flash of a doe tail. Okay. I saw a coyote. I saw a weasel. And then I saw a snowshoe hare.
Okay, all consecutively in 4 minutes, or was this spread out through the day?
Four minutes consecutive.
Oh, really? And that was it, huh?
That was the most excitement all season I've had.
I assume everybody was running from the wolf, probably, huh?
Well, I'll let you guys know, I'm an affiliate with the FPH Country Club, so...
Oh, okay, we won't hold that against you, all right? We won't hold that.
Thank you. It's a pretty rough crowd.
That's what I hear. Yeah.
So after I gave up on that drive, heading out by everyone else, the cooking bee ended up shooting a doe.
All right. Very nice.
So they're all driving out to the shack right now while I'm driving home. So.
All right.
Just giving you guys a little heads up that if they call in, maybe you can... trick them into knowing that, you know, they shot a doe.
Yeah, all right. Mm. Very good. Very good. All right, Country Mouse, is that it, or are you back at it this weekend?
I don't know. We'll see what tomorrow brings.
Mm-hmm. See how you feel when you wake up, huh? All right.
Yep. Day by day.
All right. We appreciate you taking time to call us.
All right.
The country.
Thank you, guys.
You bet. The Country Mouse. I'm not sure what the difference between a Country Mouse and a City Mouse is. What do you think? What would be the difference, do you think? I don't know.
One hunts the turkey, the other one buys it from the store.
Otherwise, just goes get a table at the table seven. Says, yeah. Hey, turkey. And the other one hunts it. That's a good point. Tomorrow's high is going to be 30, and then we're looking at Sunday's high of 27. So tomorrow in the woods, we're looking at a mostly cloudy day with those winds out of the southwest at about 8 to 18. So a little bit cool tomorrow. Sunday, a cloudy day. With occasional snow and snow flurries possible on Sunday. A little, if any, accumulation likely on Sunday. West to southwest wind at about 10 to 20 miles an hour. And as far as significant snow for us, there is really nothing right now until a week from Sunday when they're talking about maybe a little bit of snow. It's going to be one of those years, looks like, where we're going to have a late start to the snow season.
Yeah.
Nothing significant on the ground, probably at least for another week. You know, unless that first storm really dumps like a foot of snow right away. Not looking like it's going to be an early start to the snow season. We're already at November, 24th?
Yeah.
And we have not had even anything close to a measurable snow yet. I think we had like an inch or two like mid-October or something.
I'm okay with not having snow, though.
I want snow for the snowmobilers and all the outdoor enthusiasts, but... too early doesn't really do anybody any good. October snows don't do anybody any good because you can't open snowmobile trails till after the deer season's over anyway and stuff. So if we get a foot of snow, or, you know, December 5th, 10th or so, and get those trails open by Christmas, you know, I think that might be a bit optimistic right now. Nothing for the next week or so, and the rest of the weekend weather-wise, not too shabby. We've got 454, and this is the Deer Hunters Roundup. We're hanging around till 7 tonight.
It's time again for Barocas Wreaths Christmas Open House, now in its 24th year. Enjoy homemade cider and cookies as you shop and find fresh balsam and mixed wreaths in all sizes, kissing balls, crosses, candy canes, saddles, porch pot centerpieces made with custom bows, and special orders are welcome. Gift items like water globes and luminaries and gnomes are also available. Barocas Wreaths Christmas Open House, November 24th through 26th from 9 to 4 each day. Barocas Wreaths Christmas Open House, located 3 miles east of Fifield on Highway 70. Look for the signs.
Hunters and fishermen, preserve the beauty of your harvest this season with Wildwood's Taxidermy Studio in Fifield, Wisconsin. Travis is among the most experienced and professional taxidermists in the North Woods and beyond. Extra special care is always taken when handling and preserving your pride of the season. And if you can dream it, Travis will bring it to life. For more information, call 715-762-5550 or see wildwoodstaxidermy.biz and like him on Facebook too. Looking for a secure place to invest your savings when it's time to apply for Social Security benefits or figuring out what to do with your 401k and when is the right time to retire? So many questions. It can be overwhelming, but today's your lucky day because the professionals at Forward Investment Services can lead you through the steps you need to meet all of your financial goals and help you bag the best investment services possible. See them online at forward.bank/investments or drive into one of their locations in Park Falls or Phillips.
The Big Dipper Bar and Restaurant, located 18 miles east of Fifield on Shady Knoll Road, is packed with musical entertainment all deer season long. Both weekends of the 9-day season feature live, nationally touring performers each day. Find us on Facebook under the Big Dipper Bar for details today.
Going on three generations, Phillips Service Center has been taking care of your automobile service needs for over three decades, offering all types of maintenance services from motor, transmission work, and fuel system services, tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, electrical diagnostics, and air conditioning. Phillips Service Center can do it all. They even do vehicle undercoating to preserve the life of your vehicle, and they also have trailers to haul your toys or that big buck. Call for trailer availability at 715-339-3655. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, located at the right side of the curve on Highway 13 in Phillips.
All right, Hunter's starting to come out of the woods here. Phones are full, so let's go to them. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Grace Ann.
Grace Ann, how you calling? How you doing, Grace Ann?
Good.
Where are you calling from?
Phillips.
From Phillips. Are you with that gross camp?
Yeah.
All right. What happened out there today? Give us the full report.
We didn't see a thing.
You didn't see not even like a bird or a chipmunk or a giraffe or anything?
We saw squirrels.
You saw some squirrels. All right. No chipmunks, though, huh?
No.
Chipmunks are in the ground. I think they like to stay warm in there. All right. So how was your Thanksgiving, Grace Ann?
Good.
Good? What'd you have to eat?
Turkey.
Mm-hmm. Anything with that?
Other stuff.
Other stuff. Turkey and other stuff. Yeah, well, we don't need anything beyond turkey. Just turkey's fine. All right. You hunting tomorrow, Grace Ann? All right. No? What are you doing tomorrow?
I have no idea.
All right, very good. It's a good to not have a plan sometimes. Grace Ann, thank you for the call. We appreciate it, the Gross Camp and Phillips. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Rob from the Nelson Camp.
Hey, Rob, how we doing out there in the Shawamigan National Forest?
I'm not there anymore.
You're not. You called her good. You had your turkey, and you're out of there.
We're out of there.
All right.
Walking out of back to the house from my stand at home.
Oh, really? Really? Was it a good year out there, or how did the meal preparation go? Was it smooth this year?
It was very smooth this year.
Nice.
The kids got into her and made all the fixings and the stuffing and the cranberries and the green bean casserole.
Wow. How many people did you feed out there this year?
We didn't get too many this year. My dad and his girlfriend didn't make it up this year. And
All right.
We had my wife and us brothers and Autumn and RC and a friend of ours named Shooter.
Okay.
That was about all we had this year.
All right. What was the day like in the woods today for you?
Beautiful. Another beautiful day.
Yeah, just a little
Any
chill.
Any day out there is nice, regardless if I see something or not.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't crazy windy out there, so, you know, we had the real warm weather, of course, to start, but this has been some pretty, you know, good stuff here, upper 20s and, you know, light wind, so not too bad, right?
Yeah, no, beautiful. This year is a very nice year for hunting, I think.
Could have used a little bit of snow to help with that visibility, right?
Yep. We had a little dusting this morning up north there in the forest.
But oh, you did, huh?
Yeah, yep. Just a little. It wasn't enough to cover the ground, just enough to make